Welcome to Parshas Hashavua, the Parsha podcast. It's Parshas Tzav. However, I'm going to give you a very short insight of the Parsha, but because the Shabbat is also called Shabbat HaGadol, the Shabbat before Pesach, we'll be preparing for Pesach, I'm going to give you a Pesach thought. I'm going to focus more on Pesach. I also want to say that this is probably the last podcast before Pesach. I am traveling overseas, Bezrat Hashem, for Pesach, and if I'm able to, I might give you some insights, short podcasts before Pesach with some insights on the Seder. Probably be sound only. I won't have all my equipment, but here goes for this week. So first of all, let me just share with you a quick insight on the Parsha. It's Parshat Tzav, where the Torah commands us to always have a fire burning on the altar, always have a fire burning on the Mizbech. And the way the Torah phrases it is, Eish Tamid, a constant fire, Tukad ala Mizbech, should be burning on the Mizbeach, constantly. Lo tichbeh, do not extinguish it. Lo tichbeh, do not extinguish it. So on a very simple level, this is a mitzvah to have a fire burning on the Mizbeach at all times, expressed in the Torah as two forms of commandment, one negative, one positive. One positive, one negative. The positive is have a fire constantly going on the Mizbeach, and the negative part is there's a prohibition, do not extinguish it, it's prohibited to extinguish that fire. And if one did, one would be transgressing that prohibition. But there's a deep idea that the fire is representative of a spiritual fire, the fire in our own Mishkan. And there's a Hasidic twist of how to interpret this pasuk. And the pasuk is telling us, Eish Tamid, a constant fire, constant love for God, constant passion, should burn on our own personal Mizbeach, and that's how we come closer to God. Passion is so important. Excitement is so important. Fire is so important. Being passionate about Judaism, loving another Jew, loving God, being on fire, spiritual fire in a positive sense all the time. Constantly, as much as we can. And then the Pasuk says, Lo tichbeh, which literally means do not extinguish it, but the Hasidic masters say, it can be read that if you have a constant passion, then lo, Lo means all negativity, the no, all negative stuff, tichbe will be extinguished. That's how you extinguish negativity. If you just robotically and dreary in a boring way go through the motions of Judaism, then the negativity still holds. But if you have a constant passion, then lo, tichbe. The negativity, the law of life, the no, the negativity, the toxicity of life, tichbe will be extinguished. I want to share with you an insight on the Seder, which I learned recently, which I think is very beautiful, and I want to share it with you. It comes from the Kolbo. The Kolbo was an author, lived in about 13th, 14th century, known as a great book, many Svarim on different topics of Yiddishkeit. And one of the things is on the Haggadah as well. He writes extensively, and I want to share with you. And it's got to do with the custom we have at the Seder of breaking the middle matzah. Now, the simple halachic reason for that is because the matzah in the Torah is called lechem oini, bread of affliction. Or as the Gemara says, lechem she'oinin olav dvarim harbe. It's a lechem, it's a bread that we respond. Onim, oini means to oner, to answer. We respond to many things, meaning we say the Haggadah over matzah, but there's a piece of matzah. But we are taught it's not just enough to say the Haggadah over a piece of matzah that is whole. We need to have a broken piece of matzah, because the word oni in the Torah is without vowels and it's spelled without a vav, which can be read ani, it's poor man's bread. And we have this concept that matzah is like a poor man's bread. So that's why we break a middle matzah. See, here is two questions. First of all, if that's the case, why do we need to break matzah? We know we break the middle matzah, and the custom is a matzah never breaks perfectly in half, so we put away the bigger half for the afikomen. Number one. Number two, why is matzah called poor man's bread? First of all, the idea of eating matzah is to remember the freedom. Why call it poor man's bread? And why do we need to eat poor man's bread? And secondly, as the Kolbo asks, when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, they actually weren't poor at all. They were actually wealthy. We know they took gold, silver, utensils, jewelry, which they took from their neighbors in Egypt, and they went out of Egypt quite well off. So the Kolbo answers in the following way, and I'm going to do it out of order a little bit just to make it more structured. And he quotes a pasuk. And the pasuk is in Yirmiyahu, which says that God is remembering the fact that we believed in him when we left Egypt. It's one of the things that God remembers favorably for the Jewish nation. And we say it on Rosh Hashanah. We ask God to really remember it every Rosh Hashanah. What do we say? Ko'amar Hashem. Hashem says, Zacharti la chesed ne'uraich. I remember the kindness of your youth, meaning when you were just a fledgling nation, and the love that you had. Lechteich acharai b'midbar, the fact that you just followed me into the desert, because the Jews had faith, that amazing faith. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know what was happening. They just followed Moshe Rabbeinu into the wilderness with no destination. Lechteich acharai b'midbar, you followed me into the desert, Eretz lo zeruah, in a place that was barren and nothing to eat and so on. Now we know that the Medrash actually tells us that this is so obviously important, because we say b'schus ha'emunah, it was the merit of emunah, of faith, that the Jews were redeemed from Egypt. So the question then becomes, the wording of the pasuk is a little strange. Why does God say, I remember chesed ne'uraich, the kindness of your youth? It should say, zacharti lach, I remember emunas ne'uraich, the faith of your youth. Why the kindness of your youth? And the Kolba says something very fascinating and very novel, and answers all the questions. And he says, yes, the Jews when they left Egypt were not poor, but their eating situation was poor. They had assets, they had gold and silver, but they didn't have food. They didn't have food because they were rushed out of Egypt. As we know, the Torah says it had to be b'chipozah. In fact, that's the whole basis of matzah, that they had so little time that they had to quickly break some bread. No ingredients, just a very plain bread, poor man's bread, flour and water. Quickly heating them up, quickly, no chametz, nothing, enough time to rise. A very simple lafa or pita bread or whatever that was called in those times. And that's it. That's all they could muster up together. And that's what they took out of Egypt. That's what they left food-wise like poor people. And he takes it one step further. And here comes the most amazing idea. He says, imagine this rush, everyone's rushing to bake bread, to put it together, just barely finishing in time to leave Egypt with a bit of bread to last them a bit of time. He says, you think everyone was able to do that? Not everyone managed. There were people who left without any bread. They didn't have any bread. Maybe he doesn't say this specifically, but maybe older people, people who were sick, maybe weren't feeling well, people who weren't so skilled to quickly bake bread. Not everyone managed, he says, to bake bread. But the Jews became a nation. And the kindness of the Jews shone. And he said, those who had turned to those that didn't have and said, whoever's hungry, please partake. As we say in the Seder, kol dikvin, whoever's hungry should come and eat. And the Jews who had bread, they had matzahs, they broke their matzah into two pieces. And not only did they give other people, they gave everyone else. They gave to their fellow person who didn't have the bigger piece. You see, you can't break a matzah exactly in half. They broke the matzah and gave the bigger piece away. So on Pesach night, when we remember how the Jews left Egypt, and we remember the pasuk that says in Yirmiyahu, Hashem says, Zacharti la chesed ne'uraich. I remember the kindness of your youth. The kindness. How kind you were when you left the nation, when you left Mitzrayim. How selfless you were. Yes, you of course are filled with faith, true. You followed me, blind faith. But also your kindness of giving away more than half of your bread to those that you hardly managed to bake, that poor man's bread, and you gave it away. And we reenact this on the Seder night by having a whole matzah on the table, breaking it in order to have a poor man's bread, but putting away the bigger half of the afikoman, just like the Jews did, giving away the bigger half, and asking Hashem to remember the kindness, and reminding us that the path to freedom is letting go of our ego. The path to freedom is being free and not stuck in our own prison, but to make space for other people, to be kind to other people, to sometimes put other people before ourselves, giving away the bigger half. And that's all part of the journey of freedom, which we reenact and re-experience on Pesach night. So that answers the question why we have to break a matzah, why we do it at the Seder, can't you have a broken piece, and why it's poor man's bread altogether. Because in fact, it was poor man's bread. Even so, they broke it and gave away a bigger half. I want to wish everyone a Chag Kasher v'Sameach. Only blessings and good things. We should all have a meaningful Pesach. Go out of our own Egypt. But of course, we should bring down the real redemption for Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and everyone should be filled with blessings for them, their families, our brothers and sisters in Israel, for the whole Am Yisrael Chai, and only good things. Have a wonderful day. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.